friends, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. Season 2 is off to an exciting start, both in and out of game. We've got a whole bunch of live shows lined up for the fall, including more content on Twitch. In fact, we're one of three streams participating on the official Dungeons & Dragons charity stream in support of Extra Life for Kids on November 3rd. Helping out kids is very on brand for the Dames, and we hope you can help us meet our fundraising goals by either donating or sharing the link with your friends. We've set up two donation pages, one for the players and one for the DM, in which you can donate and have an impact on the game. You can find all the details at bit.ly/extralifedames. For now though, let's see who's at the table.
Hi, I'm Jen Vaughn and I play Riot Boneserker, a red and black winged tiefling, a monster slayer ranger, and I'm on the hunt for two out of my three siblings now. And
woo!
Yeah. You can find me on the internet at thejenya.com. I'm a cartoonist and narrative designer.
Hi, I'm Maris Mlaley. I'm a creative producer on Magic the Gathering, and I am playing Rose Lau. She's a human monk from the Shulung region, and she has traveled all the way to Phandalin and the West Coast here to research and uncover the mysteries around the Dark Sisterhood.
Hi, I'm Jess Ross. I'm an editor. I play Lariah, a Genasi druid with a soldier background, and you can find me on Twitter at WriteJessR.
Hi, I'm Brittany Lianage. I am currently playing Karen Boneserker, who is the dungeon sister of Riot. She is a wood elf, also a Lothari. You can find me on the internet at Brittany Lee. I'm not going to spell that, but it sounded like I was going to.
And hi, I am Kat Kruger. I am the Dungeon Master and voice of many NPCs. You can find me at Kat Kruger on Twitter. I am Chief Wordsmith at my own freelance writing studio, Steampunk Unicorn Studio. All right. So last time, the Dames were leaving Phandalin. They went through halfway to bid farewell to a couple friends before heading south on their various quests. When they arrived in the hamlet, they discovered that Lita Rollings had left a note at the Cumbute Inn stating there was trouble in the Crooked Forest. So you made your way there through the secret passageway that you'd used on numerous occasions before, only to discover Bud was missing. All signs sort of pointed to the Raven Queen. You had a very lengthy, drawn-out conversation with Bud's Treant Guardian, Rod. And sure enough, you soon encountered a number of deathly-looking elves. You found Lita in the midst of combat with a new companion, who you discovered was Lariah, who is an Earth Genasi druid.
Miss DM, you also overlooked the part where Rose did not trip in said secret passage for, like, the first time. Very important moment. Very important character development moment for Rose.
Write it on her tombstone.
All right, so combat is over. You have subdued two of the elves. The sky has cleared of all the ravens that had sort of blackened it. And even though the sky has cleared of the massive swarm of ravens, the day is looking pretty overcast, threatening a storm at any moment.
I pull up my hood.
Hey, Lariah, you got some, like, foliage you can put us under around here?
I mean, we're, like, by the forest. I mean, in it, right? This is just one small area with no trees.
I didn't know if you had, like, a camp around here. This was, like, your normal place.
Oh, no, I don't live in the forest.
Oh, it's a pity.
We could also go back to Lita's, right? Would that be all right, Lita?
Oh, certainly. I suppose we'd want to do something about these two, though. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, can we drag them back?
It's quite the trek, I'd say. Perhaps we ought to
question them
at some point.
I'm sorry, I talked over you.
she looks over at you and just smiles. And there's a little bit of pinkness going on to her tan skin. Oh, you go ahead.
Should we question them?
Well, they're quite unconscious at the moment, and I've no smelling salts to revive them.
I mean, look at Karen. Karen, can you hold up your hands? Smelling salt 1 and 2. Like.
Can I suggest we first suspend them from trees so they're it's a little more difficult for them to get away?
She's got good ideas.
No, she's got good idea, but yeah, let's do it.
Lorraine's quite clever if you let her do her thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Lita. Nice of you to say. So trees then? Just drag these.
Yeah, let's go.
Rose is pulling rope out of her bag while presumably Riot is dragging at least one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lorraine will grab the other one to drag.
All right, where you're just going to drag them to the closest trees in the clearing or near the path, or what do you want to do?
Let's go to the closest trees that also look like they're going to give us shelter in case the storm actually breaks.
Sure. You could always go toward the path there that you came in from and tie them up there and take shelter there. The trees sort of had provided an umbrella over the path.
All right, sounds good. Thanks. Yes. Mysterious thought in my head.
I mean, we did run through there so quickly the last time we passed through. Now that we're looking at it, it looks quite suitable.
Yeah, Lorraine, you think these boughs are going to hold them?
Do I need to roll to test the boughs or anything? Or can I just be like, yeah, these are some good looking boughs?
let's do a nature check here.
All right.
Ray was just trying to ask her advice, not test her, but okay. Yeah. If you want to join,
too late,
you gotta
it's
roll.
A test. Yeah. Ooh, 11.
Yeah, they look fairly sturdy to you. The Crooked Forest, from what you have encountered so far, seems to be very old growth, and most of the trees here are pretty sturdy.
Yeah, these boughs look pretty sturdy. Let's hoist them up there. Upside All right. down.
All right, I'll race you. 1, 2.
Is right flying up there with her. Yeah.
All right, sorry, I forgot.
Riot, do you need rope?
Yeah, yeah.
Rose holds up the rope above her head.
Yeah, throw it at me.
Okay. Winds up, tosses mm-hmm. into the air.
Okay, so each of you doing the tying up, I want you to do a let's do a strength check.
Oh, 17.
11.
How are you feeling, Riot?
I don't know yet.
Lorraine, did you pick the spy or the scout?
We'll say I picked the scout.
All right, so you tie them up to the tree. They are bound and sort of suspended from the tree, completely unconscious. And you're able to find a little bit of shelter as rain starts to trickle down into the clearing.
And presumably now the blood is rushing to their heads.
Are they tied upside down?
Well, that's what Lorraine said. They were going to be upside down.
Oh, yeah, that was made, okay. That was made clear.
Yeah, definitely upside down.
Okay.
So they're as disoriented as possible when they wake.
Nice. if they ever wake up.
Yeah. Hey, Rose, why don't you break out some of that Bannock Brothers goodness? We can share them with our friends.
Yes, there is totally enough left for everybody.
Roll to see if Rose is lying.
You notice that Lita, she's... At this point, now that the battle's done and they're all tied up, She's looking a bit winded, so she hunkers down by one of the trees and sits down looking very exhausted and just sort of sighs and says, "Well, truth be told, I could do for a wee rest if you didn't mind."
Of course not. Rose kneels in front of her, holding her hands out kind of near her forehead. Do you mind? And then Rose goes to like kind of give her like a temple massage to kind of help her relax and untension before taking a rest.
Excellent.
Riot's eyes narrow.
If anyone is looking at Karen or noticing Karen right now, she's down from her rage, but she also has her hand axe still in hand, pretty much at the ready, and has kind of just been falling back, but keeping pretty much a watchful eye on both of the hostages now.
Okay.
Hashtag thanks, Karen.
How high up are they strung?
Oh, pretty low, I think.
10 feet?
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, 10 feet, if they're like 6 feet, so they're like 4 feet up.
Riot flew hers up, so.
So certainly no low enough that like we could like speak easily with them when they wake.
Sure.
We don't have to like scream up like, "Hey, can you, hey, I have some questions."
Yeah. Or we can threaten to fart on the princess. Yeah. Like there's a variety of tortures.
All right, so they are strung up, safe. You're sort of resting, and Lita asks you, Riot, what brings you to the Crooked Forest? Didn't tell me there's more lordlings and wee ones gone missing.
Oh no, we're on our way out of Phandalin. We were gonna say goodbye to you and Bud, and Bud's gone. So that's the point. Sorry, Bud's gone.
So a wee one is like, missing.
Bud, I'm afraid I didn't recall. Is he a friend?
Oh yeah, he's like a little sapling guy. I can't remember which kind of tree he is because I'm choked up with grief, among other emotions. So. He's a friend, she repeats.
Oh, well, that's a bit of a surprise. Saplings, so he was a speaking sapling.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, he was a treant, yeah.
Ah, I see.
A treant sapling, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think if he was a non-speaking tree, we might not know exactly which one he was if he was missing.
Nor what his name was.
Yeah. Well, it could have been carved on him, you know?
But is that the name of the tree or the name of the person who carved it into the tree?
I mean, there's so many questions. I feel like this is a philosophy class.
It was a curious thing, but, you know, I hit my head myself, so... So you're leaving these parts...
Yeah, we've got a... Yeah.
Rose just disengages, like, far away. Far away.
I was like, I think I hear a banshee, but I'm not quite sure. It's like,
hey!
Far off. They have powerful voices. Oh. That's what I meant, not like...
I understand.
Well, that's a sin. I it's a shame that I missed the party then. Well, on account of the troubles here, it's why Loria is here as well.
She did a fine job back there. Are you guys? How long have you known each other?
Oh, we go way back. We've been friends for a while. Lita called me out here when she told me about all the troubles that have been going on in the forest, and I came out to help her investigate.
Oh yeah, like boon companions or shield mates or
we're part of a guild, if you will.
Oh, okay. Riot's looking clearly more happy now. I get it. It's a tax thing. Okay.
Yes, Lariah arrived here just the day before. I had every intention to go to the party at Tresendor Manor in Vendolin, but one thing led to another. Swarms of ravens were seen overhead when shortly after Lariah arrived and flying toward the Crooked Forest. I thought the goings-ons and the strange happenings in the Crooked Forest had abated after the so-called Angry Eye God was defeated. Sadly, that was not the case.
Well, luckily, we were here to save your butts, so you're welcome. Right, Karen? She, like, yells over to her sister.
Karen is looking super impatient, probably, like, tapping one foot with hand on hip.
Well, are we just gonna chat, eat? You know, I got things to do, so...
Oh, is this your sister?
Yeah. Okay, let's do this again.
I recognize you from the flyer. I can see the fierceness runs in the family.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it does. Look at her. She's already ready for another fight, right, Karen? Can't wait for one of our friends to get better before we leave.
While we're sitting here, because we haven't said it yet, thank you for joining, for coming to our aid back there. We were following just a lone Shatter Kai, and we were sort of ambushed. We weren't expecting those others. We really weren't prepared for that fight, so I really appreciate you jumping in there.
That's right, you weren't prepared.
Now.
These are dangerous. Come on, guys.
It's not every day a Shatter Kai comes through the Shadowfell.
Kind of sounds like it's a thing, though.
Well, this is why I was trying to kill them.
Well, if we know what's happening and why they're coming, then we can stop more of them, you know? Like, that's...
Yes, you want to help. I know. I get it, sis. You're a helper now or something. Ugh.
Better than being just a killer, don't you agree?
Indeed.
Listen, I have things to do. We had things to do.
We still have things to do. I'm just making sure Lita's okay before we keep moving on.
Well, hey, since it sounds like you're getting ready to leave, maybe we can try waking these two up and see what they've got to say.
Yeah, good idea.
I could blow some air on their faces, see if that helps wake them up.
From which end of you, Rose?
My hands.
It's not one I was thinking of, yeah.
How long have you been traveling with me? Don't worry. It's not the same one that hit all the crows. Don't worry.
All right, well, step back.
You're just going to blow some air on them? How does this... Okay, describe how this works.
So... I'm able to attune myself to the elements, tune myself to the air, and create this sensory effect of as if my hands were moving really fast past their faces, just a bunch of air fluttering into the, up their nose, into their hair, just like hopefully reawakening them. And if someone wants to throw some sense in front of this, that would also aid. But I think this is good enough.
I don't know if Riot has any free coins to throw in there. Karen, doesn't this remind you of that game, I'm Not Touching You, that we used to do all the time, where we'd like poke our hands like really, really fast in front of each other's faces, but like not quite touch the other person? So it got really annoying.
Yep, this is feeling really annoying.
Does the blowing do anything?
So the spy remains sort of unconscious, but okay. The scout starts to revive, and this is the one with the long white hair. So there's basically white hair just in her face, and she's trying to blow it out of her face.
I think you got one, Rose.
She starts wriggling.
Hold still. I just grab her head. The sides of her head, just hold it there. Right?
Hey, who are you? What are you doing here? How can we stop your friends? She's like, starts listing. What's your favorite topping on flatbread?
And what's with the ravens?
She just squirms around. She still can't see either of you. She's trembling. And she's trying to, wriggle her head around so that she can actually see.
Okay, I release the head.
So she's able to sort of toss some of her hair, and one of her eyes peers out between this curtain of white long hair, and that one eye is sort of darting around. She just says, "No place is safe now. We have to get out of the shadows."
That's unsettling.
Safe from what? What are you running from?
We have to get out of the shadows.
Do you mean literally, like we need to go out into the light?
Well, no place is safe, but the shadows mean certain death.
Well, I'm cool with cutting her down and dragging her into the sunlight to see if, or, you know, the waning sunlight, to see if she has any other questions or answers.
Just make sure she's tied up extra good before you cut her down, just in case.
Oh, and before I cut her down, or searches her pockets. Gotta be a library card in here or something.
The scout doesn't seem to have anything of importance on her, besides her weapons.
Like, how is that possible? Like, how do you, like, get food? Whatever. Okay, she cuts her down.
how do you cut her down is the question. Do you just let her fall?
No, I don't want to kill her, so
Lariah will try to reach out and like support her to help her fall down gently while Riot cuts.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we can upright her. Maybe the blood has stopped her tongue, if you will. So cut her down, flap up, cut her down.
All right.
We kinda stretch her, carry her out.
Sure. So Lariah and Riot, you're heading out to the clearing where it's slightly lighter.
Yes. And Rose takes a look around where they were. What exactly is the shadow situation around us, please?
In the pathway, it is very dark because of the overhang. Mm-hmm. And in the clearing, it's getting dark, but it's not as dark as it is in the overhang pathway.
Okay. I would like to light a small fire.
Okay.
To illuminate where we are.
Okay.
Because currently the other elf is still hanging.
Yes. And Lita sort of appreciates the bit of warmth that it's providing because she's still not doing hot.
Sure. But now she's got heat.
Yes, now she is heated. All right, so what do you want to do with the scout, Riot and Lariah?
Set her down in the clearing and see if this is enough light to get her to answer some questions now that she's out of the shadows.
Okay, how do you want to proceed with that?
Riot's going to pull out a short sword, put it next to her knee and go, "Well, if you want to keep it, you got to start talking."
Jeez. And Lariah will just keep hold on like the edge of the rope, and maybe like tie it around her own ankle so that she can't run away.
Okay.
Like even with being tied up.
Okay.
You and your crew tried to hurt someone I like a lot, so start talking. Who are we not safe from anymore? Did you fail in a mission?
Make me a charisma intimidation check.
Oh, no. 9.
She is pretty much trembling completely trembling. Lariah, you can feel the tremble through the rope that you're connected to with her. And she's just like looking all around the clearing at all the dark trees and shadows. And she just keeps replacing, repeating the words, no place is safe now.
Lariah is going to light her lantern. Mm-hmm. Lantern of Revealing, which mm-hmm. sheds bright light in a 30-foot radius.
Okay.
And set it down next to the scout, and then also kneel down and just, like, place one hand, not touching Riot, but just hover one hand over hers to kind of say, like, stay your blade, and kneel in front of the scout and say, like, hey, you don't want to be here, and we don't want to have to keep you here. Tell us what we're not safe from, and we can let you go, and you can go find a place to hide.
Are you trying to persuade?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Or maybe, like, yeah, probably persuade. Makes no sense.
Let's get you to roll a persuasion check.
Cool, I'm real bad at that. Yay! Oh, maybe not. 17.
Yes. So with your calm voice and demeanor, this scout sort of focuses her attention on you, and she's just sort of drawn by the rainbow opalescence of your skin. And
heck yeah, she is.
and the calmness of your voice, and the reasoning, and she says to you, the Raven Queen, she's coming. She's sending a shadow dancer. There's no place that's safe. We were here on a mission. She was drawn to this place and gave us a cryptic message about a humanoid of interest to her. But we failed because of you. And now you have to let us go. Because she's coming. The Shadow Dancer is coming.
Is she like an experimental dancer? This sounds like it's traumatizing to watch.
She sort of snarls over at you and says, the shadows mean certain death, and she's coming.
Right, puts her blade away because she answered the question, finally.
So what exactly is a shadow dancer? What do we need to be looking out for here? Is that something Gloria would know, actually?
Can make a history check.
Rose can hear 30 feet away, right?
No. Depends on how loud they're talking. The Shatterkai scout is sort of like muttering. So yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I got 13.
You know that the Shatterkai are agents of the Raven Queen. They sort of worship her as a deity. Most of the time, they don't really fear death so much because a lot of them sort of think that their body is just like a shell. And that they'll possibly be revived in the Shadowfell to serve again.
That's unsettling.
Lariah, do you tell Riot all this information?
Yeah, I'll share that.
Right. Excellent. This is all terrifying good news. Riot pulls out one of the Sol Breads and, like, breaks it in half. It gives Lariah a piece. Kind of just pushes some into the scout's mouth. There you go. Thanks.
She spits it out and says, set me free.
Karen marches up now to Lariah and Riot and the scout with her axe over her hand, over her head, and says, all right, are you done? What are you feeding them now? Are you done with this thing?
Hey, I was just rewarding her, you know.
There like are no a rewards pet. For these people. They don't need rewards. They don't care about rewards.
Well, she told us what we wanted to know. Riot's cutting her free.
Exactly. So she needs to die now. I'm sorry.
What? She doesn't need to die. She could actually help us fight the Shadow Dancer or at least distract them long enough so we can figure out a plan.
She's not going to help us. She's going to run back and tell all this to the Raven Queen, and we're going to be...
Have you cut her free at this point?
Yeah.
What? All right.
So from the shadows around the clearing, there is an eerie voice that murmurs,
sisters, you have failed. Now I must collect payment for your disappointing performance.
And then there is a low growl, that sort of a number of low growls that punctuate that statement. And the scout, pretty much as soon as she hears the first word, bolts, tries to head down the path. And from the woods emerges this black, medium-sized mastiff. It looks like it might just be made completely out of shadow, and it tears after the scout and pounces, and with one clamp down of its maw, sort of tears her throat out.
Ooh. Well, there you go.
Well, Nessie, now we know it can do. Observation, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just mad you didn't do it.
Not much of a dancer, was it?
You have a bounder.
Yeah. I give it a 4.
Do you say that out loud, Lariah?
Oh, no, it's definitely not.
In your head.
Lariah's not a jerk.
It's good to establish these things early, you know? Is Lariah a jerk? Is she not a jerk?
She wouldn't
tell. No, Jessica's a jerk, but Lariah's chill.
She wouldn't tell a shadow dancer to its face that it wasn't a good dancer.
Right.
She might think it.
Can we tell where its face is? I guess with the mastiff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like a mastiff, but it looks like a shadowy mastiff. And as soon as it's done that work, it sort of finds a darker spot in the clearing and sort of disappears into it.
Okay, well, that answers one thought Rose had. So never mind. The other thought she's having is, how much is this familiar to the creepy monstrosities in the darkness that they encountered with the Nightmare Stone before?
Do you want to do an Arcana check?
Yes. No, I want this. I want this dice. Oh, that was a terrible dice. I shouldn't have chosen that one. 6.
It just looked like another dog to you. The monstrosity was like multi-headed, and this looked more like a dog made out of shadows.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that it disappeared in the shadows, because I had a thought of like, well, maybe Rose was thinking about trying to activate the Nightmare Stone to make everything shadows. And then if there are no cast shadows, it couldn't hide anything. Mm. But also if it's all dark, then maybe it just goes everywhere. So I don't know.
Well, as Rose is contemplating this, can you make a perception check?
Mm-hmm. Also, while that's happening, can Lariah run over to see if the other Shatterkai is still alive, or if the Mastiff like somehow got it while they weren't looking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you head back over. You pass by the short sword that was dropped due to your heat magic, and notice that there's like grass that's burnt out around it. And you do see that the other Shatterkai is there. Rose, what did you get?
I got a 17.
You notice there's more rustling in the trees.
Above us or on the ground level?
It seems like it's on the ground.
Okay. I put a firm hand on Lita's shoulder and gesture with my head toward the clearing.
She sort of, she was fading out, and she sort of jolts awake. And gets up and points to the tied up Shatterkai. What of this one?
Cut it down.
Are you going to be careful about it, or just...
Rose is going to loop her arms through the like underarms of the Shatterkai, so that when Lita cuts it down,
okay,
Rose can just drag.
Okay, so you're cutting. Well, she's cutting while you're doing that. I'm gonna see how fast she is.
Riot's nudging Karen. I think you're about to get your wish. we're looking at the rustling in the shadows and foliage.
As Lita is working away, unfortunately, because of her condition, she's working a little bit slower than usual. And all of a sudden, you hear a laugh. And there is an ashen-skinned Shadowkai elf on the bow. She just sort of appears. Like she just appeared up there. And she's got two spiked chains in her hands.
Uh-huh.
And she lashes out. And the chain hits the spy that's there.
Okay.
She lashes out three times with this chain.
Oh.
All each time at the elf or at all
at
of
the,
us?
At the elf.
Okay. So basically killing it before we can do anything.
Yeah. Or so trying to. The first couple hits, they sort of miss because of her awkward position up there.
Uh-huh.
But then the last one.
After those first couple, Rose completely tries to disengage from holding. I had my arms wrapped in the elf, so I just pull back.
Riot's pulling out her longbow very fast because she does not like those spikes next to Lita's face or Rose's face.
But mostly Lita's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lariah's probably close enough that she can dive in and drag Lita away if she's fast enough to do that. I don't know how fast this is all happening.
Yeah. Am I able to get a shot off?
Well, she did surprise you, so she does get this one attack.
She does, yeah, she okay. does. She's had her advantage.
Yeah.
it's dead.
Yeah, basically, the third strike goes straight through the middle of the spy, and all these spiky bits go through her, and as soon as they impact her, you sort of see her wither away, and her body just almost decomposes before your eyes.
Like she goes to dust?
Not quite. It looks like it might be necrotic damage.
Yeah. Oh.
Shadowy type stuff.
Like that's on the... as Rose is jumping out of the way, I would like to attempt to grab Lita by the sleeve.
Okay. And pull her away.
Yes.
All right.
Riot would never forgive me if I left her there.
I think you can safely do that because the Shadow Dancer doesn't really have much interest in...
She doesn't care about us.
Yeah, we don't know that. Maybe it's Shatterkite first.
Yeah,
us next. Second.
Yeah. I mean, at that point though, you're able to do it because she is distracted. So you can pull Lita away. And what do you want to do?
Okay, we're gonna run for the clearing and our companions.
Okay. And now I'm gonna get you to roll for initiative.
Okay. Rose is 15.
Lariah's 15.
Riot's 13.
Rose, what's your dex modifier?
6.
And Lariah?
0.
Okay. So we will say Rose is first.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I guess my modifier would be 3 and my saving throw is 6.
Okay. Karen, what did you get?
21.
And
fast little wolf.
Riot, you got Riot, you got 13?
Yes.
Okay. So we have got a scout that is dead in the clearing, a spy that is hanging
a rotten husk of a
corpse hanging from a bough, and then we've got the shadow dancer sort of perched up above the pathway on a bough, and possibly some shadowy dogs, which you hear sort of growling in the tree line.
Once Rose has reached Riot, Karen, and Lariah, she looks admiringly at Lariah's lantern. Very, very appreciative of light. That. Yes.
We don't have time for your apparatus envy, Rose. Come on.
I'm focused, mostly. But it has created a circle of light for us, right?
Yeah,
it's a circle 30 feet radius.
You're welcome.
Illuminate.
So it's a 30-foot radius of bright light, an additional 30 feet of dim light.
Oh my god, I need this in my life.
Yeah, all the light.
We should convince her to come with us.
Oh, I'm gonna. Instead of me just holding on to my companions who have dark vision, I could hold on to somebody who has actual light.
Okay, Karen, what would you like to do?
Karen is not up with this fight.
What?
But she's going to say, Riot, you owe me one. And help Riot on her attack. But otherwise, will not do anything this round.
All right. Do you want to move out of initiative then and go at some other point?
No, I'll just give Riot advantage on her next her attack.
Okay. Okay. We're just voguing,
we'll figure out what that is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we do our secret handshake, which has already been established, and yeah, we're ready to go.
All right. So it's Lita's turn, and she looks over at Lariah, really concerned, and says, This isn't a fight we can win. Not with blades.
You want us to run?
I think as the Shadarkai had said, if it's not safe, I didn't know what to do, but I think our best bet is to run.
But the elf ran.
She's blocking her own exit. There are more of us than there were her.
So at least two of us will outlast this.
I feel like there's been a supreme loss of blood for Lita. They said it wasn't safe anywhere, so it doesn't matter if we run out of here.
If you can hold them off, if we can hold them off for a few minutes, I think there's something I can do to help us get out of here.
All right.
So Lita's okay. Gonna do the same as Karen then, and she's gonna give Lariah advantage. And now it's Rose's turn.
Oh, okay. Do we want to run through them or do we want to run away from them?
The mastiffs, you've only heard them growling in the tree line, and the shadow dancer is still sort of crouched down on the bough right above the pathway out of here.
And this path, where basically this clearing is a cul-de-sac dead end.
Yes.
Okay. I will stand at the ready and be prepared to guard everybody with my quarterstaff out in case any of the shadows try to come toward us, because it sounded like Lariah needed a bit of time.
Okay. So next up is the shadow dancer. And she is precariously balanced on the bough, having just murdered the Shadarkai. Yes. And she sort of smiles over at all of you.
Oh, I hate that smile.
And just sort of rattles her chains. Mm-mm. And in the next instant, she sort of, she moves into a bit of shade and disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear her on it, her voice coming from another part of the woods in the shadows. And she says,
you must be the ones my rain is interested in.
You know.
Could be. We look like a lot of people, you know.
Got one of those faces.
Yeah, like, have you had your eyes checked recently?
It's really easy to confuse us with so many of the other characters that have been coming through Phandalin and the Crooked Forest. Like, are you sure it wasn't another human and tiefling and human and genasi and elf wolf?
Oh, no, no, no. We're not part of this. That's...
Hey, you ate our sal bread. You're part of the team.
I just mean, like, if you've caught someone's interest, that definitely happened before this moment.
You just hear a low growl in the woods around you, and it's not clear how many of the shadow mastiffs are out there, but she just sort of laughs at you.
Who's a good boy?
Probably not that one.
Oh, he did a good job, a good fine job.
Such a creeper. All right, so we need something that has light, basically. Light energy. Or fire. Just to keep them away, don't you think? Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like the seconds before the next person's turn?
Yes.
Yes, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm sure that's what Lorelai is doing behind me.
Yeah. So the voice comes again and says,
My sisters have failed. But where they have failed, perhaps... I shall glean some information. I see there is one here, as my queen has said, near to a demon's heart.
Riot looks around. Well, which one of you is it?
I feel like we're all looking at each other equally suspicious.
Rose awkwardly looks at Riot's horns and then, like, looks away.
One who lives halfway between worlds. Should it be?
And then you just hear some more rustling in the shadows, but she doesn't actually come out to attack. It does seem like she's playing with you. Lariah, what would you like to do?
Lariah is going to hope that this works and cast Pass Without Trace.
Okay.
Yes.
Which... I don't know if this is the right choice.
That's a good one.
A veil of shadows and silence radiates from you, masking you and your companions from detection. So each creature I choose within 30 feet of me has a +10 bonus to dexterity and can't be tracked except by magical means. And we also leave no tracks or other traces of our passage.
All right. That is very badass. All right. what would you like to do at this point then?
So I'm going to cast Pass Without Trace on all of us, shove my lantern into Lita's hand, and then just sort of like motion, put my arms out and like motion, hey, is this okay, to like offer to lift her up and carry her out, because I know that she's moving kind of slow.
She sort of waves you off and says, oh, I can manage on my own. I'm sure of it. She just looks a little embarrassed, but...
Maybe we should take the bright light back from her.
Yeah, in that case, I take the light back.
Are you going to flee at this point then?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right. So you're all sort of moving, and you're going to head towards the path then?
Yes. Is it okay if Riot casts one last quick spell?
Sure.
It's not an attack spell. So yep. She dips into one of her pouches and pulls out a little bit of powdered silver and iron and touches... Lita's face and draws a rune mark on it that glows for a second and then disappears. And she now has a protection from good, from evil and good, which would include fey creatures. Only for 10 minutes, but just...
I was trying to figure out, like, did you just cast Hunter's Mark on her?
No, no, yeah.
Like, on her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This. No one's seen this spell before.
I was like, D20 Dames Valentine.
Cute.
Sorry, you had something on you. I got it off. I know it's not the time. She doesn't want Lita to know, but...
She just sort of like wipes at her face and smiles and follows you all out. And as you're, are you racing or walking slowly? How are you doing this?
Well, it's silent, so we could run and they can't really hear us.
Mm-hmm. Rose definitely votes run.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you run and you sort of hear around you, there's just like snarling noises and sniffing, and the mastiffs are they start to emerge. There's two of them that emerge slightly out of the shadows trying to sniff, and they are unable to track you down, but you hear from the clearing behind you the shadow dancer call out, and she says,
"You may run, but you cannot hide from the Raven Queen. We will find the one she's looking for. And when we do, you will be hers."
Hey listeners, it's Kat again. Thanks for joining us for season 2. Like I said at the start, we've got a lot of great content and partnerships lined up, thanks in no small part to the support we've received from the community. You help us keep the lights on both financially through Patreon donations and emotionally through your kind feedback. Speaking of which, we'd be immensely grateful if you could rate or review us on iTunes. It helps other listeners find us. In the wide world of podcasting, it's easy to get lost among the other content. We're kind of like lost kids in a forest, and you're the adventurer who can help us reconnect with civilization. Or something. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, you can also find our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
And now for a word from our... Hey, wait! What's this in my coin pouch? It appears some scallywag has not robbed me, but gifted me with some fine coins. Oh, it appears to be D20 crits or fails coins all the way from Australia. The Fantastic Campaign Coins creates the finest metal coins to use as you wish in gameplay. Linda Mills' lushly designed D20 crits or fails coin is what the D20 dames are using in-game. It boasts a chest-thumping 20 on one side and a sad trumpet 1 on the other, and are available in antique gold, silver, or copper finishes. Starting October 1st, Campaign Coins will be kickstarting a new, gorgeous, secret set of D20 coins, and we just love them. You'll hear us gasp about them in character in the next episode. So whether you are playing D&D, Pathfinder, horror games, or one historic coin to liven up your civilization game, Campaign Coins is minting beautiful coins just for you. Visit them today at campaigncoins.com.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.